Yes, and as I said, every Friday afternoon, now in the month of Ramadan, we start off our Friday Fusion program with the informal scoop. And Sister Laika, alhamdulillah, has been giving us some very insightful stories from different parts of the globe. Last week we heard about Turkey, the previous week of Egypt. This week she tells me we're speaking Palestine. So let's welcome her to the program and let's see what she has in store for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Laika.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
It's a pleasure having you back on air with us this Friday afternoon. Please tell us a bit more.
Aroma of shawarma, hummus, olives and falafel, visibility of Qatayr, strollers laden with jars upon jars of carob juice and tamarind juice, markets buzzing with people, lights and decorated streets, spanning of their jewel gates, sweets and snacks everywhere, crowded roads to Al-Aqsa. This is the Ramadan in the generous land. The streets of Palestine used to have lanterns lighting up the atmosphere, with children running around comparing their lanterns to one another. But lately, this has been a rare sighting in occupied Palestine. However, the spirit of Ramadan is still kept alive. Praying at mosques during Ramadan is one of the most common Ramadan traditions. Muslims all over the world prefer to pray at mosques, especially Maghrib and Tarawih. Palestine is no exception. However, people there are so lucky as they get to pray in Al-Aqsa, one of the holiest sites in the Muslim religion, as it is used to be the first Qibla. One of the examples of Palestine's specific Ramadan culture is the precise rituals related to the iftar gatherings at Al-Aqsa. People assemble in the masjid compound before iftar and break their fast with dates, water, and other drinks. Then they have their iftar meal in the mosque's yard, enjoying the outdoors in the company of the beautiful surroundings. Many organizations, as well as individuals, organize common iftars at Al-Aqsa, where they get to see many fasting people, which is considered to be a highly rewarded practice. These common iftars are not only meant to feed those in need, but are also for anyone present, as many people work in Jerusalem but don't live there. And some would not make it back home in time for iftar, they too can enjoy these meals. Other than the organized communal iftars, it is a very common practice for people to take their iftar meal in picnic style and have it at the mosque's yard. After iftar, people go out and hang around in markets nearby the mosque. The coffee shops are a very common choice where people go for Arabic coffee. The most popular choice of food during Ramadan is usually traditional food, qasayif, carob juice, tamarind juice, dates. Several desserts like kanafa, baklava, and warbas are popular in Ramadan. Dishes like fateh, maklube, and kevre are common during the holy month. Stuffed vegetable soups and kehwa are consumed daily in Ramadan. Ramadan markets in Jerusalem are full of mouth-watering food, sweets, and drinks. If one is not eating these delights from the markets and if he or she is at home in time for suhoor, then a typical Ramadan suhoor should include nawashif, which is sauceless foods, manakij, pita bread topped with thyme, cheese, or ground meat. Hummus, milk, dates, and falafel are also common suhoor items. The people of Palestine wait for Ramadan with a great deal of anticipation. Ramadan is hugely celebrated and has a unique spirit there. From the philosophy and spiritually side, the observance of iftar and Ramadan night rituals and activities to breaking fast with the family, which in the Palestinian sense includes all Palestinians, to exchanging visits and gathering at Al-Aqsa, Palestinian people are very lively. They appreciate life and celebrate it together as one big happy family. Although Ramadan is a Muslim celebration, the non-Muslims in Palestine celebrate with their Muslim neighbors and friends as well. It is very common to be invited to a Christian friend's or neighbor's home for iftar during Ramadan. And that is a bit about Ramadan in Palestine. Despite tough living conditions for the majority in the land, they go through this month with a smile on their face. Do remember them whilst making your du'as before iftar. And that's the end of the informal scoop with me, Laika Idris. Tune in again next week on the Friday Fusion for more juicy and newsy bits. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.